Hey everyone, it's Mike. Before we start the episode, I have a cool question to ask. Do you own a brewery? Do your customers love trivia as much as I do? Well, then you better listen up, because Geeks Who Drink Weekly Trivia Nights are the cornerstone of event programming for over 650 breweries and bars nationwide. Geeks Who Drink Trivia is consistently fun and low-effort way to build a community of regulars, because we all need our norms, cliffs, and all that, but we want to bring more people in as well. So you can even turn that slow weeknight into the busiest night of the week. So get started with this exclusive offer for my Taproom listeners and get your first quiz night free. Go to geekswhodrink.com/taproom and enter promo code taproom. That's geekswhodrink.com/taproom, promo code taproom. And now onto the episode. All right, and we're back. This is episode 63 of the Taproom Podcast, and I'm your host, Mike. Man, what a weekend, or what a week, actually. So let's start with this. This episode is with Brian Carr from Geeks Who Drink. Really great guy. We got to, you know, chat for a while, talked for about 45 minutes. It was really, really good dude. Got to hear their story. Sorry if you hear Morgan snoring in the background. I'm gonna have to play with some audio, but I'm recording this on a Sunday morning. There is going to be also at the end of the episode a What's New at Noble segment. They just won a gold medal over at World Beer Cup. Originally, they were in the intro and the outro, but it went kind of long, so it's almost like a double episode. So I just put that on, you know, at the back of the episode. But yeah, so I just wanted to give them obviously a huge shout out and give a big shout out to all of the different, you know, all the LA County and Orange County and Ventura County breweries that won a Beer Cup. And shout out to LA_BrewLife Art, because he actually made a post and I was able to screenshot it. I was like, sweet, because I was going to go through everything. But yeah, the winners, everyone in those counties, Paperback, Ism, Trademark Brewing, Golden Road, Everywhere, Transmission, 1886, Celador Ales, Highland Park Brewery, obviously Noble, Chapman Crafted, Frogtown, Green Cheek, Ogopogo, Topa Topa, Rip, Tustin, and Made West. And I've been lucky enough to record with a few of those breweries, so that's pretty freaking awesome. Shout out to Frogtown. They were on the episode last week. Just really fun. Got a lot of great feedback from that episode, so just want to say thank you to them again. And honestly, thank you to just all the breweries, you know, that, you know, went out to World Beer Cup and, you know, put their hard work on the line, you know, to have someone judge it. So that's, you know, takes a lot of guts to do that. So congrats to everyone that won. But yeah, there was also the NFL draft this weekend. I think the Packers had a really good draft. Caleb went to the Bears. Still hate the Bears. Sorry. Just not a Bears guy. But yeah, the draft was fun. I mean, it's always good to watch. I finally get to cheer for an SC player because SC drafted Marshawn Lloyd from SC. So I was like, all right, well, there we go. Finally get to cheer for one. Because every time one gets drafted, I feel like they either go to like the Bears, the Vikings, or the Lions, which I mean, I like Amon-Ra and I do have a soft spot for the Lions too. So, but yeah, didn't want to take too long on this intro. We do talk a little hockey with Noble as well. We also talk about Monkey King. So shout out to Ron opening up and starting up his own brewery out there in Eastvale, not too far from Hamilton. So kudos to him. Can't wait to get out there and try it. They got a 4-pack save for me, so I'm going to have to pick one of those up. I was supposed to get it Friday when I was there, and I totally forgot because I got Morgan last week, and first day in the brewery was a little rough. Pooped in the brewery, puked in the parking lot. It was kind of like it was me there. Just kidding. But yeah, no, she's doing so much better now. So it's exciting. She's a really good dog. Once she's getting over her anxiety, I'm in the car, but she's doing great. All right. Like I said, I don't want to take too long. Avs are playing in about 2 hours. So go Avs, go. Hopefully they can take a 3-1 lead. We'll see. But we'll just do a quick, oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I forgot I had the, so we did, I asked the question this week. Some of your favorite merch from breweries. Favorite breweries, like your favorite breweries merch, I guess, is the right way to say it. Yeah, whatever. We had Beach Cat was on there, Cervezacito, Claremont Craft Ales, this one, La Bodega was on there. 818. What else we got here? There was North Park, Coronado, Hamilton was on there. There's a huge list. But my favorite response was from Mitch McDuff, and it said, "Your mom's house." I literally LOL'd or laughed out loud when I read that. So I was like, that was pretty funny. And also the Geeks Who Drink question of the week was when the World Beer Cup started. And they had the years at 1986. I also had, let's see, 92, 96, and 94. About 50 people said 1996. 70 people said 1986. 40 said 1992, and 20 said 1994. The correct answer was 1996. Yeah, let's see. I'm going to give a quick rundown of the NHL playoffs here to see what we got. So as of right now, the series, the Avs are up 2-1. Canucks are up 2-1 on the Preds. Rangers up 3-0 going for the sweep today on the Caps. Oilers and the Kings also play today at 7:30. Oilers are up 2-1 in that series. Let's see, and tomorrow we have the Lightning and the Panthers. The Panthers are up 3-1. And the Stars, man. Stars are down 2-1 right now. But, I mean, they won just the other day, so maybe they can get a little momentum for that. All right, well, I'm going to shut up now. So I hope you guys enjoy the interview with Brian Carr from Geeks Who Drink. Don't forget, if you own a brewery or a bar and you want to go ahead and get your first quiz night free so you can have trivia over at your bar or brewery, you can go to geekswhodrink.com/taproom. That's geekswhodrink.com/taproom and use promo code taproom. All right, hope you guys enjoy the episode. All right, guys, we're back in the taproom and I am your host, Mike. And I have a very special guest on today, Brian Carr from Geeks Who Drink. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Mike. Thanks for having me on here. Excited to join in here and have a great discussion on, you know, what it is that you do best around here.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad we could make this happen. I know we've having chats with Bernadette and, getting to meet you and being able to do this now. I'm excited because, you know, when I heard about Geeks Who Drink, because I used to, you know, it's funny, I used to go to Bootleggers out here in California, which is a brewery out in Orange County. And for a long time, I didn't know that it was Geeks Who Drink that put it on. So then when I looked into it further, I was like, oh, yeah. And then I was like, man, I've been going to their trivia nights for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've been around since, you know, the mid-aughts. Our founder, we started out at Denver, Colorado. And, you know, quickly grew into really to become a national brand. You know, we're really sort of the kind of industry standard when it comes to in-bar, live, hosted pub quiz or trivia. So glad that you've been able to, you know, partake of the Geeks Who Drink trivia in your history. So what were some of the, you know, trivia or rounds that stuck out to you in your time playing?
Man, because it's been a bit since I've been over to Bootleggers, but when we used to go all the time back, this was like maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It was like anything like TV, movies, sports, pretty much anything for me like that. I always call myself a vessel of useless knowledge. So,
yeah,
it's like yeah, I feel like that. Yeah,
I'm definitely in the pop culture side too. I think you know any. Trivia night, bar trivia night you go to, there's, you know, can be a mix of learned subjects and the pop culture subjects. So, you know, when I play, I let the other experts handle the learned stuff and give me all the pop culture because I'll be much more comfortable there.
There you go. Yeah, that's my wheelhouse for me for sure.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, yeah, could you tell us a story about Geeks Who Drink, like of how it all started?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we're started in the mid-aughts. So our founder, you know, he had spent some time in the UK and, you know, that's always had a very thriving pub quiz. And that's really what they call it there is pub quiz. You know, if you go over there and say trivia, of course, people will know what you're talking about. But like mm-hmm. the true bar trivia experience, you know, from the British perspective was called pub quiz. I mean, I can even remember like watching an episode of the original Office, you know, the British Office.
Oh, okay.
And they had an entire episode devoted to a pub quiz contest that, you know, the office mates go and play. So it's an institution there. And so when our owner was there and, you know, took part in that and just saw the, you know, number one, like the community that it really builds within that, you know, establishment, you know, as far as that week over week people coming in, he said, man, this is something that, you know, we should bring to the States. And I'm sure at the time there were probably stuff that, you know, had already started up. It's not that, you know, he was the one that brought it over here, but just saying this is going to work really well. And so started it in Denver. And I think the first state that we expanded outside of Denver was into New Mexico.
Okay.
And then kind of from there, you know, it really spread like wildfire. And it was, you know, right now, you know, we're looking at nearly, you know, 700 locations across the country. You know, in your part of the country, in California, we've got a really good presence in Southern California. Austin, Texas is a really strong area for us. But really moving out, you know, over the Midwest to the East, New York City, Boston, and then out up into even the Pacific Northwest, Seattle's really strong. So Portland, really, you know, no matter where you're at in the country, especially in the major metro areas, you're going to find venues that run and have Geeks Who Drink. And, you know, we've sort of built our brand and our presence on the backs of a couple things where, you know, we really pride ourselves on the content. In mm-hmm. terms of the questions that we ask, we want it to be not only, you know, something that makes you challenged as far as intellect-wise, but we want it to also have some humor and some of our voice in there. We really feel like our rounds and our style really showcase the humor and the wit that we have as a brand, in addition to just, you know, straight-up trivia. And then really the biggest value that I think our brand has been built on is our Quizmasters across the country. Okay. So we work with Quizmasters in every part of the world and country that we're in. And they're the ones that really bring our trivia to life. You know, they're trained up by our recruiters and our trainers, but they go out and they're the voice of us. They deliver the content, the questions. And really, you know, that's what, you know, those engaging folks, when they get out there and they host our quiz and our trivia, I think that's really what, at the end of the day, brings people back, because not only are they getting tested on really creative trivia, but they're also, you know, engaging with our Quizmasters, who are really second to none in terms of having a great MC and presence for, you know, the bars and the breweries and venues that we work with.
That's awesome. I mean, and it's almost like, almost kind of reminds me of like how, like when you go into a brewery and they have like, you know, the beer tenders, they know, like, you know, they have like, they're pretty solid on their beer education. So like when you have your, like you're saying with your Quizmasters, I feel like that's like, you know, they almost go like, you know, well, there's a similarities there because they know exactly like what they're talking about. And obviously it seems like they're very knowledgeable when it comes to all of, you know, everything that they, you know, bring up at the, you know, at the quiz nights and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I love that our Quizmasters, I think we are recruiting and we're going after, you know, the best ones that we know are gonna bring our quiz to life and be great stewards of our brand, but they become part of the family at our breweries and venues that we work with. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you talk to owners and managers and the folks who are there running the day-to-day, and even down to the staff and the bartenders, et cetera, the brewmasters. I mean, they really say that Quizmaster is really one of ours here. You know, they become an extension of that staff or that brewery family. That's what makes the, you know, experience even more beneficial, is because you've got that community built of regulars that come back week after week, but then that sort of, you know, staff and Quizmaster extension.
That's really cool. And I mean, I just love, I mean, who, and honestly, who doesn't love trivia, right? Like, you know,
it's the best. I mean, I know I'm biased. I've been writing content for, I haven't been with Geeks for as long as Geeks has been around, but I have been writing content for us for nearly 10 years now. And it's funny how much I write and then ultimately forget. And then I'll be at a trivia night, maybe that's not ours, you know, maybe somewhere else where I'm playing with friends in St. Louis. Because obviously I can't go to the Geeks events all the time because I know the questions, I've seen the questions.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to go in there and do that. But I'll hear a question and I'll be like, I just wrote a question on this 2 weeks ago and I've already forgotten the answer. So,
yeah.
But, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And could you tell, like, for the listeners, can you tell us about, like, some of the different types of quizzes you guys have?
Yeah. So we have a couple different offerings where we've got just our, what we call classic trivia. So that's, you know, what you played when you played, you know, at the venue that you were at. Mm-hmm. And that's our really just straightforward 7 rounds, you know, really each round has about 8 questions. Okay. And, you know, so you're really getting, there's some bonus ones in there. So, I mean, at any given night, you're, you know, hearing, you know, over, you know, nearly 60 questions of content that's coming at you. And some of those are multi-point rounds. So there's even mm-hmm. more stuff beyond that. We also have an audio and a visual round mixed in. So it really provides a lot of variety outside of the just the straightforward person on the mic reading a question and then you answer it. So we've got audio built in where you're naming song titles and artists. And we've got visual rounds where we're, you know, actually doing, whether it's a image of something that you're naming or even video files. So we're actually pulling together really awesome video files of rounds and people are naming TV shows, movies. So really it's a very versatile trivia offering with the questions and the style that are kind of what we're sort of built on, is that engaging side. And then on top of that, it's really our questions and our content are really themed around different ideas, so that, you know, you're getting, you know, not only, it's not just, hey, here's a round on, you know, the U.S. presidents. We're going to do something and going to kind of turn it on its head and make it even more clever and more exciting than just that and go that route. So that's really our classic offering. We've got another variety called Small Batch Trivia.
Okay.
That is for a lot of our venues that might have a more casual crowd. So it's a very similar in the terms of that we've got, you know, a lot of good AV, audiovisual content coming at you and questions, but it might, Small Batch Trivia is a little more approachable. So it's going to be a little bit more where content may not be as difficult. So if you've got a casual crowd, that's really what it's going to be for. It's going to be a little bit more pop culture heavy, and not too much. There's still some learned stuff there, but it's going to be a little bit more pop culture heavy. And that's really for, you know, not every venue is the same. You know, some places, you know, attract a certain crowd, and we want to try to make sure that we attune our offerings to those crowds so that, you know, we've got a little something for everybody. And then on top of those, we've got theme quiz offerings. So you can come and, you know, if you're running our normal weekly stuff, maybe on a different night that you're running your Geeks Who Drink trivia, you've got a, you know, Taylor Swift quiz, right? We just launched one of those last year
when
Taylor Swift mania was, you know, raging forth, and those have been great for us. We've got things like The Office, you know, MCU, Marvel Cinematic Universe. We've got, you know, lots of theme quizzes in our theme quiz offering, RuPaul's Drag Race. So you name it, different TV shows and movies that are really popular and something that folks can, you know, really tie to and start in terms of their fandom. We can have an entire night devoted to that. And I think for our partner venues, it's a great way to even expand your trivia audience and get new people in.
Oh, of course.
Because, you know, somebody might say, hey, I'm not the most, you know, I trivia night doesn't quite excite me because, you know, maybe I'm not that much of a trivia head, but I really, really love the show The Office and I've watched every single episode. So I'm going to come in and get tested on that. So it's a great way to kind of expand the audience. And we really, you know, have had a lot of success with those offerings.
That's awesome. Cause I think there was one, I want to say it was at Bootleggers, just, you know, I said this was some time ago, but I think it was like a How I Met Your Mother trivia night.
Yeah.
And me and my brother went to that one and we did pretty well. I think we've probably seen the show like from beginning to end about 20 times.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, the great thing about the partner venues in ours that really do the best with those types of venues is when they make it kind of immersive and interactive. So, for example, we'll provide in our offering there to the venues, we'll get them ideas for maybe costumes that their, you know, staff can wear. And that's simple, you know, kind of cost-effective ones. It's not like we're trying to have you get into full makeup and do these things.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of clever ideas. And then also food and drink. If they want to try to tie food and drink ideas to the theme that we're offering, I think it really goes a long way. And you'll find, and we find that a lot of our quizzers that come out, I mean, they're going there for a theme quiz. They're going to show up. You know, for example, we've got coming up May the 4th. It's going to be a massive day for us for Star Wars.
I bet.
And and you'll see people show up in full Star Wars costumes, and you know, it becomes a huge event. And you know, we're already marketing that, and we're seeing a ton of our venues, you know, getting that planned and marketed.
That's going to be awesome, because I'm a huge Star Wars guy, so that'll be a blast.
Yeah, absolutely.
So like you were saying earlier, so you guys are like, you know, in almost 700 breweries across the country. Like, you know, how do you guys see it growing further? And like, you know, what, you know, the expansion into more breweries, like, can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah. So, you know, we've always, and our history has always been on, you know, continuing to add more and more venues. We obviously, you know, had a, you know, when the pandemic hit, you know, there was a stop on really anybody doing anything related mm-hmm. to the bar. But once we got past that, we've continued to really have a focus on finding new and existing new venues that we're going after, as well as, you know, maybe venues that we had in the past that had to kind of stop offerings, and then we got them going again because, you know, they got back on their feet and mm-hmm. and, you know, they're back in the business and working. So I think it's really a matter of, you know, continuing with those legacy clients that we've always had, rebooting ones where you know, they've been around and maybe come back, or maybe under new ownership. All those kinds of things are part of the kind of bar, restaurant, brewery world, and we just sort of adapt to those things. And then, and as well as, you know, finding those that are opening new places where we can really come out and say, hey, what we do is we bring a full service, top of the line trivia night, and it's going to help you on your, you know, maybe off nights, like a Monday through Thursday, to bring in a regular crowd week after week to, you know, really grow your top line. That's really what we're about. And that's what we, you know, want to do and be that full service provider for our partners.
That's awesome. I mean, and that's why even like talking to Bernadette, like when she reached out, I was like, man, like, I loved you guys anyway. So I was like, man, that seems like it was like perfect for me to be able to, you know, to have a, like, you know, this, you know, put this kind of partnership together and be able to talk to you and be able to talk to her and, you know, hear how much, like, cause you can tell when you hear someone's voice, like you can hear it in someone's voice, how much they care about their product. And if that's clearly, I mean, you can clearly hear that in yours. So that's awesome.
Yeah. And you know, I love our name. Our name is pretty kind of iconic in the trivial world, Geeks Who Drink. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we attract folks that are both either or both, you know, are you a geek? Are you, you know, a drink?
Yeah.
Either one of those things. We really, really value that partnership with our folks, because our quizzers that are out there, they love to show off their knowledge, their geeky knowledge, but they also love to mm-hmm. drink. And oh, yeah. So it's a great partnership we have with, you know, breweries and clients, because we're able to kind of bring those people and fill those seats with mm-hmm. geeks so that they can come in and, you know, take advantage of the great services that our clients provide with their service.
Oh yeah. And I think you might not be able to see it, but like in my background, I'm a huge, like, yeah, nerd or like geek, because like for like everything, like my comic books, or I have comic books back there, I have my regular books, but I have all my Star Wars stuff, my Disney stuff, and like, yeah, I'm a huge geek. So
that's great.
Yeah, so I'm right up in there. But I thought it would be kind of cool, since we're, you know, since I'm having you on, if we did maybe like a live quiz, so I could see how I do.
Let's do it. I've got a couple options for you. I'll let you pick. All right.
Okay.
In terms of what we can go after here. So I know we want to, obviously this is a beer podcast, right? So mm-hmm. we want to make sure we stay in that world. So I'll give you two options. You can tell me which ones you want. Or we could just do a little everything. So I've got a round called Fruited But Not Plain. It's just a round on fruit-infused American beers.
Okay.
And then we've got one called Beer Me Boise. Okay. And this is going to be a round on craft beers with geographic names.
Ooh.
So okay. Which one, Mikey, are you feeling most excited about?
I have a feeling I'm going to be blanking. But you know what? I think I kind of like the geographic one.
All right, let's start with
that. Hopefully I don't do too bad, and then I'm sure people are going to laugh at me in the episode. So,
well, that's the whole point, because right now, or as I ask them, people are going to be yelling at their, you know, speaker or their device or whatever, saying, Mikey, how could you not know this answer?
Oh, right? I know. Yeah, I can hear it already. The messages I'm going to get when this episode airs.
But no judgments, okay? nobody message Mikey and make fun of him, okay? We're just going to test some knowledge here. Okay, so this is Beer Me Boise, all right? We are going to do a round of craft beers with geographic names. So number one, Anchorage Brewing is known for using Brettanomyces, a non-spore-forming genus of what crucial ingredient?
Huh. Is it multiple choice?
I could give you a couple multiple choices if you wanted, but right now, let's do. I mean, you know some ingredients that go into the making of beer, so you might throw a dart and get. Okay, hold on. Give me your answer. Okay.
Yeast.
Is that your final answer? No, I love it. Yeast. Yeah. Good job, man.
There we go.
You did it. See. All right, number two. This maybe gets a little bit of some history in there too. Okay, because again, we're gonna write questions, as you'll see, where it may not be something. We want to make sure when we write questions that there are a couple different ways you can get to the answer, okay? We don't want it to just be a straightforward kind of yes or no. We want to make sure that we weave in some hints here and there to help get you to the answer. So two, women should be able to wield guns, quote, as naturally as they handle babies, unquote, according to what Wild West entertainer honored by Great Lakes Sharpshooter IPA?
Hmm.
And I can read it again if you.
Yeah, if I could,
you ready? Oh,
yeah, I'm trying to think. I have a name in my mind, but I can't. Like, it's not. It's like on the tip of my tongue. But go ahead.
Well, keep it swimming in your mind. I'm going to read this one more time. All right, women should be able to wield guns, quote, as naturally as they handle babies, unquote, according to what Wild West entertainer honored by Great Lakes Sharpshooter IPA.
Great Lakes Sharpshooter IPA.
Who are they honoring with that IPA?
Man, that's a tough one. Can I ask if it's male or female?
It is a female.
Okay, that's what I was. That was the first thing I thought of. It was, oh gosh, what is her name? I know she's super famous. I just can't think of her name at the moment.
If I say get your gun, does that help you at all?
Yeah, is it Annie? Oh gosh, I can't think of her name.
It's almost there, man. You're almost there, Mikey.
It's Annie's something. I can't.
She's wearing sunglasses, and they're very cool.
Is it Annie Oakley? I mean,
there you go.
Yeah, there we go.
I knew it was sunglasses.
Yeah, I was like, man, I couldn't think. I was like, man, what was her last name? That was the first thing that popped in my head as soon as you said it. But I was like, oh my gosh, why can't I think of her name though? I knew like the words were there or the letters were there, but I couldn't get it out.
Sometimes that's the way it goes. That's why we're in business, is to make you befuddled. All right, number three, Dogfish Head put granola in their American Beauty Ale, inspired not by that creepy Oscar movie, but rather by what classic rock band?
Okay, they put granola in there. Okay.
What classic rock band inspired the American Beauty Ale? The Dogfish Head put granola in.
Fun fact about Dogfish, their Midas Touch was probably the first craft beer that I ever truly loved.
Oh, really? Okay. Shout out Dogfish.
Yeah, shout out Dogfish. let's see. Okay, so it's granola. Granola in there.
Yeah, word American association Beauty. There. What does granola lead you to, Mikey, in a classic rock band?
Oh, man. I was going to say like Hall & Oates, maybe?
We're not on the right track there.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
Okay, so granolas. What if I also, this might really help you. What if they also, and I don't think they do on their cans, but let's just say the cans were tie-dye. Does that help you?
Oh,
the classic rock band.
Oh, is it Grateful Dead, maybe?
There you go, man.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it. Okay. You ready for the next one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Francis McDormand probably likes Woodchipper, an IPA from the brewery named for what? Upper Midwest, I guess technically it's a city.
Upper Midwest.
So what Upper Midwest city? It's Francis McDormand probably likes wood chipper. That's an IPA from the brewery named for what Upper Midwest city? And it helps if you know Francis McDormand.
Yeah, I know
a movie that she was in.
Yeah, I remember. Or I know the name. I just can't think of. I can't think of that one. Let's see. That one. I'm drawing a blank on that one. I got nothing on that one.
All right. Do you know that she won an Oscar for this movie? Does that help at all? I think she did. Don't fact check me.
That's okay. I can't think.
It is. The answer, Mikey, is, which everybody is yelling right now at their podcast. It's Fargo.
Oh, classic. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, there is a classic scene of a wood chipper in that movie.
Yeah,
I've remembered.
Love that movie, too. I've been watching it I was young, but yeah.
You asked for multiple choice, so I will give you multiple choice here. All right, Mikey, you got an A or B. Yes, all right.
Okay.
When the Boston Beer Company named a brew for him, had Sam Adams been dead for more or less than 100 years?
More or less?
Had he been dead more or less than 100 years when the Boston Beer Company named a brew for him?
More.
You're right.
Yeah.
It was actually 181 years. The beer did not come around until 1984.
Yep. Good old Jim Cook.
And now this is a tough one. All right.
All right.
I'll be impressed if you know this one. Okay. Number 8, Any French Butterfly, a Steve McQueen prison film, and a toy spaniel breed. They all share what name with the hometown of the Nebraska Brewing Company?
Okay, of the Nebraska Brewing Company. And you said it was Steve McQueen, you said?
Any French Butterfly, Steve McQueen prison film, and a toy spaniel breed. They all share what name with the hometown of the Nebraska Brewing Company?
Trying to remember like all the Steve McQueen escape moves.
It is one word.
Is it Alcatraz?
It is not Alcatraz.
Ah.
It starts with a P, and if I have my French pronunciation correct, it is papillon.
Yeah, didn't know that.
You know, those are those little dogs that nip at your heels. Those little guys.
Okay. Learn something new every day.
I may have mentioned this state already, okay? So you're already ahead of the game. If you're drinking an Alamo beer and Alamo Gordo, you've left Texas entirely and entered what neighboring state?
Nebraska?
That is not that state. I said a little bit earlier.
No, I'm just dashing. Let's see. Neighboring state, New Mexico.
That's correct, Mikey. Nice job. All right, that's Beer Me Boise. If you want, I can ask you some fruit-infused American beer questions if you're still feeling up for it.
What if we do a pop culture one?
All right.
Let's try that one out.
Okay, hold on a second. We can do that.
No worries.
Let me pull that up. Calling an audible on you. I like this. You can see how much on our heels that the geeks are. Okay.
There you go.
How we're prepared for anything.
Yeah, you guys can pivot. You guys can do it all.
Now I got to see if I can find, you know, a Star Wars one for you.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Are you a video game guy, Mikey?
Yeah. I mean, I played some, not a ton. Like, I'm really about, like, I like the story-driven kind of games like Uncharted or, like, The Last of Us, Ghost of Tsushima, stuff like that. But, like, I mean, I used to love all the N64 stuff when I was a kid. And
well, maybe we'll go away from them. Let me see if we can... We can find a movie, and you can edit out all this stuff.
Oh yeah, I can edit all that part, and I'm gonna put it in my notes too. I'm just gonna put around 20.
Okay, how about you know what? We're gonna mix business and movies here.
Okay,
I'm gonna give you three pointers. This is a three pointer, so I'm gonna ask you three different parts of this question. So, what corporation is the movie about? Okay, and I'm gonna name these movies. You're gonna tell me the corporation that the movie is about, okay? We'll start off with hopefully an easy one for you. From 2010, The Social Network.
Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook. We'll also accept Meta on that one, Mike.
Okay, yeah, I was good. I was wondering if Meta, because since that was like the whole thing now.
All right, how about Air from 2023?
Nike.
Nice. Yeah. It's the story of the OG MJ sneakers.
Oh, it's a fantastic movie.
The Jordan 1s are my personal favorite, by the way.
That's awesome.
I also like the 3s, but the 1s are awesome. Okay. And from 2016, the founder.
Oh, McDonald's.
Nice. Look, yeah. You told me you were a pop culture guy.
Yeah.
You were not disappointing. Right?
Yeah. I love me some movies. I think I own all three of those movies.
Oh, excellent. All right. Good. Yeah. Which one was your favorite out of those three? Oh,
man, that's tough. I've probably rewatched The Founder more than The Social Network and Air, but I love all three. So, but yeah, I would probably say The Founder.
Okay. All right. Good choice. No judgment here. Air is would be my favorite out of those. But
oh, that's a fantastic movie.
All right. Let's see if we can give you another. Do you want us to keep going down the movie route?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. I'm going to give you a name of a film. You're going to give me the subtitle of its sequel.
Okay.
And we got some action. We got some romantic comedy here. We got a little bit of everything. All right. You ready?
Okay, let's do it.
Give me the subtitle of the sequel to Speed.
Oh, gosh, it's the boat one. Cruise Control.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, give me the sequel, the subtitle sequel to Legally Blonde.
Oh, gosh, you know what? I don't think I've ever seen the second one, but I remember the movie poster.
I can tell you that it invokes our U.S. flag.
Yeah. Dang, you got me on that one.
It's red, white, and?
Oh, it was a red, white, and blue, but was that, I thought maybe it was something else.
It's
red, white, and blonde.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, really creative folks over there.
Yeah.
Okay, finally, how about, do you know the subtitle for the sequel to Independence Day?
Oh, Insurrection?
Resurrection? That's a really good guess.
Yeah, it's like.
It's not right, though.
Yeah. It's like. Oh my gosh. I know I think I have the movie, but I've only seen it one time and it's going to bug me.
You let me know when you're ready to give up and I'll give you that.
I will concede.
It is The Resurgence.
Damn it.
Or Resurgence.
There's no go in there. Independence Day Resurgence. I remember now.
Okay. I'm going to give you now. I'm going to switch to TV for you. We'll give you one more. Okay.
Sounds good.
So I'm going to give you a trio of landmarks, okay?
Okay.
And you're going to name, you know what? You can just tell me either the TV show, and for extra points, extra credit,
okay,
you can give me the actual town.
Okay.
So for this one, I'm going to ask you for the TV show, and then extra credit, you can give me the town.
Okay.
Belfleur's Bar and Grill, Crawdad's Restaurant, and the Compton House.
And the Compton House.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
We'll admit it's a tough one.
Can I get the other ones again?
Belfleur's Bar and Grill, Crawdad's Restaurant, and the Compton House.
All right. It sounds like something in Louisiana. Trying to think of what TV shows were out there. Or like we're based out there or set out there.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you there's another landmark in this show that may help you get to the show.
Okay.
And it's Fangtasia. That's F-A-N-G.
Oh, is it like True Tasia. Blood?
True Blood. Nice.
Yeah.
Good job, Mikey. See?
Okay.
Just needed one more landmark.
Yeah.
Do you know the town, though, in Louisiana?
I've never actually watched the show. But I can't take that back. I've seen like one or two episodes.
Yeah.
So that was like the first thing that popped in my head. But it's been years and years. But I used to like Joe Manganiello. The guy's who's a funny actor.
Yeah, yeah.
But even though he played a little more serious in that one.
He's a big like Dungeons and Dragons guy in real life.
Oh yeah, big old D&D guy.
Yeah, yeah. I know him and respect him for his work on Magic Mike. But anything else, he's okay with me too.
Nice.
The town is Bon Temps.
Okay.
Now this one, the town is the name of the show. So you won't have to worry about extra points here. Okay. Just if you name the town, you name the show, or vice versa. You get the points.
Got it.
We're going with the, and then the dogs are excited too, as you can hear.
Oh, that's okay.
They're excited about this question too.
Nice.
The Double R Diner, the Great Northern Hotel, and the Log Lady's House.
And the Log Lady's House. Okay. And it's the name of a town. The first thing that was popping in my head was Atlanta, but I wasn't, I mean, I didn't know if that was it or not.
It is not it. This is a kind of a weird show. I think it spawned at least a movie, or at least one movie. But it's set in the Pacific Northwest. I don't know if that helps you anymore.
Oh, wait, is it not Twin Peaks? Is it? That was an old one. That was a really old show. Pacific Northwest. Man, I'm sure, like, you know, I'm probably going to think of, like, know it after the fact. And I'm like, oh, come on. I should have known that. But yeah, I concede. You can give me the answer.
Well, one rule of pub quiz, Mikey, is you always go with your gut. Okay.
Yeah.
And what were you thinking?
Well, Twin Peaks.
There you go. You got it right.
Oh, it was Twin Peaks? Oh, it damn is it. Twin Peaks. I was like, man, that's an old one. But I was like, maybe I wasn't sure if it'd be that or not.
Always remember in bar trivia,
yep,
usually the gut instinct, that instant reaction, is more often than not the right way to go.
Oh, yeah. You know it.
All right. So hopefully I have tested you efficiently here.
Oh, no. This has been great. And I'm sure, I mean, this is going to be motivating, you know, for me to get back out there to, you know, to all the different trivia nights that you guys have. And, you know, hopefully, I mean, for like my listeners to get out there, support the breweries, and more breweries hear it and want to have this type of, you know, trivia in their brewery.
Yeah, it's, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to be on here and talk to you guys. You know, for us, we make it really easy for folks to be able to find Geeks Who Drink venues in their area. Our website, geekswhodrink.com. One of the first things you're going to see on there is search functionality. And you can search whatever location you're in, and you're going to find locations that are near you. And, you know, we're really excited. I mean, we're really proud of the partnerships we have. I mean, from, you know, your part of the world with, you know, places like Left Coast Brewing up into, you know, Pacific Northwest with like Gigantic Brewing, and then down in even another one. I mean, we've got a couple locations of Firestone Walker in Southern California, the brewing company. And then you start to go across the country. You've got, you know, Boulevard Brewing. You and I talked about Kansas City
earlier
before we started this. So Boulevard's one of our partners. Down into Texas, we've got Deep Ellum, Great Divide in Denver, our you know, homeland. And then out to Boston, we've got partnerships with, you know, people like Trillium and Sam Adams. So, you know, we really are proud of the partners we have and love working with them. So, yeah. And, you know, I love that the other side of it too, like the venues that we have, they really kind of span even outside of the traditional brewery. I mean, we're in barcades, dog-friendly bars, pickleball bars.
That's awesome.
Mini golf bars, you know, board game bars, movie theaters, you name it. So, yeah, I really am inspired by all of the industry and service professionals out there and all the great concepts that they come up with to get people, you know, to come into their venues. And we're just excited to be a part of those and have a trivia offering with them.
That's so cool. I mean, you know, just even with those, with the quizzes that you gave me, and I think I took one craft beer one that Bernadette had said, man, I got 4 out of 5. I was like, all right, sweet. I was nice. Like, not so bad. But I mean, it was like some of the questions I was like trying to remember, but I eventually got them.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
But so being from St. Louis, if you don't mind, I just want to add a couple more things for you. I don't want to keep you too long.
No, come on.
So if somebody were to travel to St. Louis, like, are there any places where they would, you know, like kind of craft breweries that they should check out there? Like, and they know that have like, you know, Geeks Who, like trivia nights with Geeks Who Drink in them?
Yeah. So as far as St. Louis is concerned, you know, some of the places that have geeks are not really they're not traditional like brewery locations. I mean, there's some really good spots. We've got a really cool board game bar called Pieces. We've got a dog friendly bar that I talked about called Bar K that runs our trivia. We've got, you know, some places with great craft beer options that we have that run a trivia, like City Park Grill. We have a really cool place that runs Geeks Who Drink Trivia called The Armory, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's an old National Guard armory that's repurposed into like this. It's basically like an adult playland in terms of they just have stuff everywhere. They have concerts and things, but you can see our trivia there. But, you know, outside of that, we do have some just, you know, outside of the Geeks Who Drink venues, but places I personally like for craft beer. And, you know, I am more of a spirits guy, but I do, you know, like a lot of the breweries around here. I mean, obviously, if anybody comes into St. Louis, you know, they need to, outside of the craft brewery world, at least check out, you know, AB, the Busch, you know, the Budweiser, you know, brewery is here, so you can always see that and do a nice tour of the place. But as far as the craft ones, I really like Urban Chestnut. That's a great St. Louis brewery. They've got a couple locations around town. Four Hands Brewing here in St. Louis, they've got a couple locations. That's a really good one. And Second Shift, I think, is another really, really solid place that I like. So I think those three, and if I had to name a fourth one, I'd probably say Modern Brewery. But all of those four in St. Louis, I think, are going to be really great choices that you're, you know, going to get some good craft beer and some good food.
That's awesome. That sounds really good. And how about some other places that maybe like off the beaten path, or, you know, just some other places that maybe that aren't as touristy that people might want to check out if they're in the St. Louis area?
You're talking about in the St. Louis area? Well, you know what? I mean, if you really want to go off the beaten path, and you know what? I gotta see if the place is still even around. I want to just double check real quick. It looks like they are. I mean, I'm from Southern Illinois. Okay. So I'm originally born and raised Southern Illinois, which is about 2 hours southeast of St. Louis. So in Southern Illinois, there is a place called Scratch Brewing Company. And it's like, I mean, you could Google it, look it up. It's in the middle of, you're going to think it's in the middle of nowhere, and it is. But it's, you know, some beer makers that essentially are just foraging and finding all the stuff that they have out in their farmlands and stuff that's in there, and they're just creating beer out of it. And it's a really cool, eclectic place. I think they probably still have the pizza oven there. That is something that is off the beaten path in Southern Illinois that you're going to have some really interesting, cool beer.
That sounds pretty awesome.
So, yeah, that's my recommendation when it comes to if you want to get out a little bit.
Sounds great to me. I mean, because I'm always looking for different places to go. And like, you know, when I'm, and especially like anytime I'm traveling anywhere, whether it's like, you know, just road tripping or, you know, flying somewhere, anytime I go out anywhere, I try to, you know, talk to, you know, the local, you know, people at the brewery and like, you know, see if I can see, be able to just hear their kind of story and, you know, and be able to share that story with my listeners and stuff like that. So I'm always looking for new places to go.
That's great. Well, I recommend that one. And I think it got inundated over the last week because of the eclipse. And Southern Illinois was in the path of totality. So there are a lot of people that were headed down that way.
Oh,
and
cool.
I'm sure they probably did some pretty good business.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I bet, no doubt. Huh? It seemed like that the eclipse thing was just everywhere, like, you know, all over social media. And it was crazy.
Well, that's the cool thing about the sun. You know, it's kind of a powerful thing. It gets people excited.
For sure. And everybody asked me, they're like, oh, did you look at it? I was like, I was working. I was like, I didn't have much. I mean, I have my window here, but yeah, I was like, yeah, it's all right. It'll be fine. As long as the world keeps spinning, we're good.
That's right. Yeah. We were in St. Louis. We're not in totality, but you know, I mean, it was pretty close. So it was a cool experience. I think we'll see it again in probably, I think they said 45 years. So
yeah.
You know,
awesome.
Maybe we'll be having a beer at that time too, Mikey.
There we go. That'd be great. Man, but honestly, Brian, I'm really thankful, you know, for you guys, for you and Bernadette for setting this up. This has been really fun for me, and we can continue to chat for a little after. But everyone, thank you and everybody for listening. And make sure follow Geeks Who Drink, you know, on Instagram. Then it's geekswhodrinks.com. So you can always take a look to see where, you know, where their trivia nights or quiz nights are. There is one at Campsite, which I will be every Wednesday at 7. And I will be recording with Campsite for a future, for an upcoming episode this Sunday. So I'm excited to talk to them about it as well. But thank you, Brian. I really appreciate it, man.
Cool. Thanks, Mikey. I appreciate it, man.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, guys. So like I said, I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Had a great time talking with Brian. But yeah, but now we're going to jump into the What's New at Noble that I recorded with Jimmy, Josh, and Cam on Friday. Enjoy.
But I'm here with the boys at Noble. I got Jimmy, Josh, and Cam with me. And some pretty amazing news came out from you guys this week from World Beer Cup.
Did it? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. We won a medal, right?
Yeah. Won a fucking gold.
Yeah.
That's that awesome. What we got? We got a
yeah, you got him right.
Like, I had to be back home.
I won it.
You know, I don't know.
But so do they ship you the medal?
All I got to say is no people care about you when as many people called in Texas as they did.
Yeah.
Like, between all of us, like, it was the coolest thing ever. I'd rather not be there.
Yeah.
And have everybody, like, immediately, Taryn from Unsung, yeah, sitting in the crowd, called me as immediately as we got it to congratulate me, which is one of the coolest things ever.
That's so
awesome. And I like that even more.
Yeah.
To have a friend do that for you, you know, and everybody else who came along, all the Unsung people.
Yeah.
Like, hit us up. Like, it was rad.
It was good. Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
A lot of people.
We, if we had a chance, it was with that beer, with Harry Porter. And that it worked out is pretty rad.
Yeah.
That everybody cared and was happy for us was probably the best part.
Yeah. But now we can't wait for the second iteration.
I know, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yeah.
If Josh ever lets us do anything other than this freaking seltzer.
There was a reason why there's a lot of seltzers this week. There was a reason.
Yeah.
We were supposed to have an event and unfortunately had to be moved, but it works out in our favor. So. Only reason why we have a lot of seltzers.
Great, great explanation right there.
There
now, now we know. Everybody knows everything is clear.
Exactly.
Yeah. Smart ass.
Yep.
Yeah. Jimmy still was a dope. You know, yeah, right. You know.
No, Cameron, have you thrown one? Memories.
So what's this first one we're drinking?
So this is a colada pina, and I think more so it's a backwards pina colada, more or less.
Okay.
A coconut forward pina colada. With a little bit of pineapple in the background, but I think Josh should speak to this and how it came about and Sam like doing it for us.
Yeah, Sam Carter, he's another artist. So if you guys have been paying attention, you know, we've been working with some pretty well known artists.
Yep.
And Sam, we got to meet Sam actually the last Tiki event we did. And he wanted to do a seltzer when he seltzer with us.
Okay.
So he came on and we talked and yeah, he came up, asked what he liked to drink, and kind of went back and forth. And then we're like, not want us to call it a pina colada. And then Jimmy's like, we'll call it a colada pina. So we're like, okay, we went with it.
Yeah.
And then Sam was texting me. He's up actually in Tahoe and he was designing this label. He was drinking. And he's like, I got some ideas. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And he sent him over and we liked the design and we went with it. So it came out awesome. So it's pretty fun. Definitely love his rock hard seltzer.
Rock hard seltzers. Who doesn't love a rock hard seltzer?
Unless
you get
a car. Oh.
I'm
no closest.
We're just laughing though.
Let's have a so it's cheers and congratulations to you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. To quote Razor Ramon, he says hard work pays off, dreams come true, bad times don't last, but bad guys do.
Oh, cheers. You go. Suck it.
Bingo. That's solid, brothers. That's awesome.
Quote of the day.
There you go.
Suck it. No, I mean, yours was better.
Oh, but that's so cool, though. And how was it out there when you guys, because you were CBC, obviously World Beer Cup, all that stuff. Like,
I think we went out there. We kind of had we did some really good work. We had a lot of vendors. We got a lot of ingredients in the pipeline now that we were looking for. People provide them things that we didn't have before that we're kind of riffing on. Like, we're trying to find, like, things that support like certain things, like for example, bitters in what we're doing with the cocktail seltzers. But we didn't have any, and we found that. And on top of that, we found some great, great like flavors.
Yeah, grapefruit extracts. Like, I mean,
it
was a very productive, like me and Jimmy, when we were first going, we're like, it's going to be walking around, it'd be a bunch of BS. Like, how's it going to work? Like, is it really going to be worth our time? And then we went and we're like, holy crap, like we met the guys from Abstract.
Oh, awesome.
They have some great product.
I think the hop stuff we came, like the things we learned about hops, about how we could procure the hops that we wanted was huge for us. Like, and that's like a lot of the game is you see how Ism, Rip, you see Green Streak, you see how many awards they won in those hop categories. And Ian's been kind enough to us to teach us like exactly what's going on. And the actual like reps there were cool enough to explain to us that like certain things that we can do to get what we want.
Yeah,
it's not going to choosing a lot, working with them to get what we want out of a certain hop because there's such a spectrum for every hop.
Yeah.
You know, you can just go and buy it on the spot market and just take your chances.
Yeah.
Or you can work with your rep to get exactly what you want. Like, and that's one of the things we learned. Also, just like some of the additional products, like these extracts and these
the oils,
mm-hmm. they're kind of like the cherry on top. Like in the fruit game, it's always been like, you put some fruit in there, but you always add a little extract, the same thing. And, you know, the combination of the flavors kind of make it pop a little bit.
Yeah.
So you get that flavor you want. And it's kind of the same thing with hops now. And just seeing everybody, what they have and what they're offering us. I feel like on both the hops themselves, as well as the cherry on top being the CO2 extracts and these byproducts of hops, we kind of like dialed in what we kind of want to do. We have many options, many like pathways to work with now that we're extremely happy about.
We brought back home like 4 bags filled.
It was Christmas. That's awesome. It was basically Christmas in April.
Yeah.
What it was.
It was really cool. It was good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a very productive trip.
That's awesome. Sounds like a blast. Cam, you were just in Alabama too, weren't you?
Yeah, Roll Tide, you know.
My brother would be happy to hear that.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was out there for just a buddy of mine becoming a cop. He went to his graduating ceremony. Pretty nice to hang out there and celebrate that with him. So
DJ's the man.
There you go.
He's the guy.
DJ is the man.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun.
Awesome. So, because I know you guys obviously have some new ones coming out this week. So what else do we got?
Okay. What else do we got?
Wow. Sorry, brother.
Well, Cam gets to do the talking on this one because.
There you go.
I don't even know how to talk.
Yeah.
The Caminator.
We were in Vegas. Well, me and Josh were in Vegas. Cam was making this.
Okay.
So this was kind of like a moment. Yeah, I have to pull this.
There you go. Pulling something out.
When I know I didn't have all the ingredients, yes, I did. Okay. And I was told, you have all the ingredients there. And then he comes back, he's like, wait, no, you did not. So yeah, this Kamikaze, first run at it, where at first we did pomegranate, but we changed the pomegranate out now with cherry. So we're trying to go more cherry forward. Let me drink this to make sure what it tastes like.
There you go.
No, this is good. This is really good.
It's not as...
You know, bitter. It almost tastes like cherry icy in my mind. Cherry icy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You totally get that out just on the
nose. Yeah, cherry icy, man.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And that's one of my faves when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm. Always mix the blue and the red.
Yeah.
Why happens when I add Coca-Cola?
Oh, dude, yeah.
Coca-Cola? Cherry Coke.
There you go. Try it out.
Yeah, so what is it?
That's phenomenal.
Try that, dude.
Dude, this shit's going to fly off the shelves. If it isn't, if it hasn't already.
That's good. It's not.
Okay. Is it pretty good? Is it?
That's pretty good, guys. That's what I do in a movie.
I mean, kind of like, yeah, like the Coke that's, Slurpee that, and all the Coke Ice.
Good.
Yeah, actually, what does it taste like?
Might have to do something with that.
Yeah. We got a whole bunch of these mixtures coming out pretty soon.
Right. I love it.
Well, I guess I'll talk a little bit about the can art, too, about it.
Don't brag about your being the best can art.
One thing, it is the best.
It is the best.
This one came out awesome. I mean, they've all been really good, but this one was actually really
Oh, my good. God. Yeah, the colorways, everything. Just one second.
And, yeah, a little malfunction on my part. Sorry.
It's never
and we're back. So, yeah, tell us all about it, Cam.
With the label, the home guy, Tiki Tony, right?
Yep.
Was the one who did the label for us, and he did a phenomenal job on this label. I don't know when we'll be posting about the label, but...
This weekend sometime, we'll be putting it up, so...
Okay.
That means you gotta come and kick it all out.
That's...
really, a little story, and we get Tony did for this. Tony, we talked, I asked him, like, hey, Mom, do you have any royalty, like, print something? He's all, I got a piece of artwork from a long time ago I want to get digitized.
Oh, okay.
It's one of his older pieces that he wanted to see done. He gave it to us.
Awesome.
It was awesome. So we got to use it. Special. And between his work and said Mike helping us finish the label up, like it came out. I mean, it came out awesome. Like I'm really stoked on this. The coloring, everything, it really went well together.
That's sweet.
So on that.
That's really cool. So yeah, we'll have to get some. I can't wait to see the picture. I mean, I'll see it today, but I can't wait for everyone else to see the picture.
I'm stoked to try this right now. This is really good, dude. This is really
pretty
good.
Delicious.
No, that's killer, man.
That is really
taking good. A 4-pack home. So
yeah, yeah. No, it legit reminds me of like the cherry icy.
Dude, 100%.
Yeah,
it's fire.
I feel like the flavor changed.
It did. Right?
Oh, it's 10%.
Yeah. The flavor definitely changed from when we drank it off the can. Like when we canned it today, it already changed. At first, I was telling them it tastes like a Flintstone vitamin.
Oh shit!
At first, and I was like, oh, now it doesn't.
the fun part was today while we came in, we did have some fun messing around with some other flavors with it. So we might the next variation of it will be
okay.
Even
oh yeah, we got some stuff we're gonna try making it better.
Some fire in the pipeline right now.
We already been mixing already.
We literally were canning and we're like,
yeah, what do we put this in it? Yeah. We put this in it. We're like, yeah. Okay. So we're like, next time. So everyone come by the first 30 cases. We're going to get rid of these and then we're going to redo it.
The quicker you buy them, the quicker you get it.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, I feel like if you guys did like a blueberry cherry version of that. Sorry.
Flavors, Mike.
Sorry. I'm always mixing flavors.
He's trying to get his own can finally.
One day. One day it'll happen.
No, we're all about it. So, we'd be like it.
So you guys had left. When did you guys get the text? Was it like when you guys were on the plane or like what had happened? Or did you guys drive up there?
Talking about for when we won the gold?
Yeah.
I just got home. I was asleep and then I think like 10 minutes and then I got my phone started going off. And then I text Jimmy. I'm like, did you hear? And I'm like, you know, we won. He's like, yeah. Like, we're trying to go back and forth. And I think for like probably like 45 minutes, my phone just kept going off.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Oh, like, no, I was one of them.
I was sitting on the toilet and I got a message.
That's how
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay. It happens.
It was awesome. Like I said, it sucks in a sense. Yeah, we weren't there to accept or go on stage, whatever. That part. It sucks, but either way, we freaking won a fucking gold medal.
Yeah.
All I gotta say, so
damn many fucking haters.
Man. I'm sorry, I'm saying it right now. Yeah, so many haters.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yeah, there's
too many stories about haters coming
out. You know, yeah. We got a lot of haters, and guess what? We didn't win bronze, we didn't win silver, we won a gold.
I wasn't invited.
Yeah. Again, would we like to win more? Of course we do, but shit, we won a freaking gold. We got the monkey off our back, and we're on the right direction. So, you know, I'm
definitely.
We're living high, and we had fun. Some fun last night, and
we're gonna have a week or two of fun and get back in the game.
Oh, for sure. I mean, and how cool is that? Because I mean, going back to like, I mean, I feel like all the times I don't know how many times we've talked now on the show, like you guys being on the show. That sorry, I always said that like you guys were growing, like you guys could just kept like getting better and better and better, and from where everything started, from that first episode six or seven or whatever it was. That's so freaking awesome for you guys, man. I'm just really like happy and elated for you guys, and that's so cool.
Yeah, but you've been here since the beginning. Like seriously, you've been here to
every
single step through, and you give your take on everything, and it's cool as heck for you to come in here, so we can show you what we've done this time, right?
Yeah,
this time, like we've gotten better, Mike.
Oh,
and like you've always been cool as heck to come back and let us do these segments with you, and we enjoy them.
Oh yeah,
around for them.
You guys are the best.
We're tired, but we stuck around. Jimmy already took his nap today, so had to find him, but he was there.
My hour nap.
No, but I love it too, because I have people, I mean, I've had people ask, like, why do you always go over there? It's like, dude, because they treat me like family. I'm going to treat them like family. Like, then, and you guys make me fucking laugh. And like, and it's like, dude, like, I still think that might have been one of my, like, if not my favorite, like, episode, because I don't know how many breaks we took throughout that, but I left shit-faced.
He got an Uber, guys.
I got an Uber. I don't condone drinking and driving.
He got an Uber.
Yeah. Get your head out of your ass.
Hey, people just need to come here and just get to know us.
Yeah, man.
I mean, all you have to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know. Because I know, like, we've talked about it too, Josh, like how there's always that kind of stigma. I felt like, you know, around Noble. And it's like, for it to happen now, like, that's like, you know, it's like, fuck it. Like, no, fuck it, you guys. It,
dude, it's great. Like I said, this was definitely got the monkey off our back, which we needed. And it proves that we're not just, oh, we're just making beer. We're just sitting here. Like, no, we came out to play. Again, it's a strong quarter. But again, that category still had 77 entries. And
mm-hmm.
We don't play them out.
No, I'm saying it's good. Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm still saying it's still a tight. It's not. I was told from several people like that's a hard category for the fact that we took gold.
Yeah,
that was a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
So you know,
first porter I've ever made in my entire life.
Snap.
One that we argued on the style that it was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
that's. I'm honestly super excited for you guys. I think that's so cool.
Like what you're saying is I think that we've braved all the headwinds we faced,
yeah,
and still fought and got to where we've gotten.
Yeah,
says something.
Yeah,
like this was not easy by any means.
No doubt,
a lot of tired nights,
and it's people like you supporting us that made it worthwhile, right? So, like, if it wasn't for people like you who are supporting us in spite of everything, this never would happen. No. Like, yeah,
no, I appreciate what you guys put in the work and like you know, like all the stuff that you guys do, and like you know, like I will. always come here. I mean, I, you know, was here on Sunday, even though my dog shit in the brewery. Yeah, she shit in the brewery, and then I dropped the fucking glass, dude. And I wasn't even drunk or anything.
Yeah, he even broke the glass this week, too.
It was a little tester. Like,
stolen him, too.
They
yeah.
blow your hand, too.
People think that the glasses are being stolen. No, the truth is, Jimmy's just breaking it.
Yeah, I couldn't freaking believe it, because I was like, I mean, I had my friend here with me, and like, we were like, you know, hanging out talking. Then she was like, oh, because she doesn't like reds. Did you give me a red on Sunday?
Oh, I gave you off the tank. I gave you the new red we did.
Yeah. See, I drank mine, but she was like, well, she's like, she's just all seltzer. So she gave me hers, and then I was taking care of the dog, and then I fucking knocked it over. And then Ron came out. He's like, I thought Stone Cold was walking out because I heard it laugh at her. I was like, motherfucker.
No. Should we do the last one?
Yeah, let's
do the last one.
Yeah.
I think we need to preface this one with it's not us. It is us, but it's
Monkey King.
It is Monkey King.
You brewed it, but
I'm excited for someone.
No, I didn't write the recipe for this. And this is Ron, who used to be an unsung. I think it's good. It's important to say that this guy has worked for, he said, 6 years, and I believe that, putting this recipe together. And the goal was to approximate something like monkish, and I think he did more than that. I think what we have here is something that I've never seen.
Let's do
the
it.
The hard work that it took to make this beer was incredible, but it was something that no brewer would ever brew. And I can never say the recipe, but everybody would reject this recipe in Greenville.
Okay. I'm excited. And I get to, well, I get to try a little bit of, but it was carbed.
Yeah, this was carby. It definitely was scary.
Anyway, it's good.
And like I said, it looks like.
Well, I mean, I was here day one when the yeast didn't show up.
Oh, you were there for that one.
Yeah. When the yeast
No. It showed up, but someone denied it.
Okay, well, wait. When the UPS guy goes,
sorry,
yeah, I've got parts for a plane. Okay, well, what do you want me to say? Yeah, we'll take the plane parts. Yeah. I didn't know. He literally said,
throw the engine in the back.
No, you guys can't. He literally said, yeah, there are parts for a plane. And I'm like,
What?
Yes.
Like, just throw the engine in the back.
Like, yeah, he's like, and I'm all,
okay. This is Monkey King's first beer. And Ron's not here because he had to go to Eastvale.
He's working hard all day.
Oh, yeah.
He's there for the first, to talk about the first, you know, display of this beer. He worked so hard on this one. He deserves all the credit in the world. Ron Lederigo. Sir.
Yeah.
Cheers to you, buddy. My friend.
Cheers.
Oh, I already drank. My bad.
It's all right. I'm super excited for him. That's so cool.
That is just straight fire.
What chance did he leave me a 4-pack?
I can find one for you.
Two cases, so you get one.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, because he told me he was going to leave me a 4-pack. I was like,
no, you got a 4-pack in there for yourself. Don't worry.
We know to find them.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's solid.
But I'll say this about this, and I can't say much because it's his, and I'm not going to divulge what it was, but he did something here that no one does.
Yeah.
Recipe-wise, with the grain bill to make the haze. And he screamed at me the whole time I was brewing it. I wasn't doing it right.
When it comes to Jimmy Brewing, he'll get it done right. Trust me.
Yeah.
It might not look pretty sometimes, but he's getting it done.
But the haze that he pulled off on this recipe pulled off.
Oh, dude, yeah.
The permanent haze. The weirdest thing about this was usually what we do is once we take our gravities, we spin everything down in a benchtop centrifuge. And it does like a couple things, but what it does for hazy is you figure out whether you really have a true haze, because if a permanent haze is a build between your hops and your proteins, a certain protein with prolines in there, and it can go a lot of different ways, you know. You can do too much hops and that pushes up the protein like aspect of it, but this was like a perfect build. So we spun it down and I've never seen such haze stay in solution. We would put this in the cold box for 5 hours, and then we would pour. Am I allowed to say monkish? Well, because I'm saying
we would
pour a monkish hazy next to this because nobody's even close to monkish. Let's be honest about this.
Yeah.
And see the haze and literally 5 hours out of this sitting around and then a monkish fresh out the can, the same exact haze.
That's awesome.
This is a true permanent haze I've never seen before. And of course, we're going to copy it. So.
There you go.
But I'm saying that the whole build of this thing is. This is one of the most beautiful beers I've ever seen for hazy in my entire life.
That's awesome.
It all come together like he did.
Yeah.
To see how hard he's worked out over this for years and years and years, to see the haters say, you can't do this and stuff like that, and come at him and see him overcome everything. I mean, and he's in rough times right now. To see him come, despite all he's overcome right now, to make this is wild as heck. Like, he deserves all the credit for this.
Dude.
Like, and, yeah. I would never speak on behalf of anybody if they didn't deserve it so much, man. Like, this is not my thing to speak on behalf of somebody else. But Monkey King, cheers to Ronald. There you go.
Yeah.
Cheers. Happy for Leonard.
Yeah, Chad. Leonard. Everything you guys, buddy.
Heck yeah.
Leonard. I mean, Ron.
I was just going to say real fast, like we're talking, hey, Ron's story, because, you know, him and I talked that first day when the yeast thing happened. Sorry, Josh. I didn't mean to bring it up again.
It's all good. Don't worry.
I still blame Josh.
Cam's like, I'm going to call Josh right now.
Oh, man, I pissed him off a little bit. He got a little worried, and I was like, hey, it was a joke. Yeah.
Does anybody know? I'll just say this about Josh. He rides a bull, a mechanical bull, like you've never seen.
There you go. There's videos.
Did you see my first
I haven't
post
seen
on
it.
Instagram?
No, I didn't
my
see it.
My first post on Instagram was him riding.
Second.
It was like straight out of 7 seconds.
Oh, like, it's like 8 seconds. It's like you could be on
a
tour.
I wasn't even drunk. I normally don't only ride the bull drunk, but these two fuckers, him and Steve, were freaking talking.
I love it.
Shit. Oh, so much.
You're talking so much shit. I'm all fine. Fuck it. I'll do it. It was fun.
He went back to the room, iced his back and everything. It's fine.
Like, Jesus.
Let's play this one.
Oh, but I just want to say real quick about Ron. Like hearing his story and him and I talking about it that day, like, dude, that's what I love the most. It's like just like you said, all the shit that he had to go through, the journey to get there. Yeah. To me, like, you know, I'm not trying to be sappy or anything like that. But
no, this is not
sappy. I love it's that. Truthful. Like, I fucking love that, like, kind of. The trials, the tribulations, everybody has to go through.
It makes you stronger.
Yeah.
It makes you stronger, and he's going to be, it's going to make him a better brewer, and he's their first beer coming out. Like, this makes a statement.
It makes a statement,
and
go to Eastvale.
Yeah.
Try it. I can't wait, because it's not far from Hamilton either, so I can just make a day of it.
True, yeah.
Well, I might go tomorrow. Because on the way back home,
and he said they have killer smash burgers. So I was like, well, you sold me on smash burger. But then I tried his beer. I was like, let's do this thing.
Yeah, they'll be good. But I said, this was a good, I mean, fun part is being able to work with Leonard, do something with him, and then having Ron part of it. It's also been amazing.
Did you steal my shirt?
No, just kidding.
Sorry, for people not listening. You were riding that thing.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, you're.
Oh, still no.
You were riding the shit.
Oh, I'm not finished with it yet. I got that, boo.
Yeah.
I had the best ride out there. Like,
oh, it was
ride.
It wasn't not even close.
I was just, well, Candace is one lucky woman.
You know how to hold her down.
No. Oh, man.
Yeah, it was funny.
All right. So Jimmy's taking the beers away. But I still have Cam and I still have Josh with me here. We're going to talk a little hockey.
I feel like we can make Mike nervous.
Well, no, actually, if we're talking about hockey, we started game one.
Yeah.
The Jets and Avs score.
Oh, it was a fucking.
That was crazy.
It was a fucking shit show.
I was like, I got a notification. I'm all 7-6. I'm all, what the? I was like, what the hell?
That was Sunday, right?
Yeah, it was Sunday.
Yeah, I was trying to like watch that game while I was flying. Yeah,
7-6. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. I was like, man, but it just felt like what the Jets were doing in the first, obviously, three periods of game one and the first period of game two. Mm-hmm. They were in the passing lanes. They were on the forecheck. They were doing all the stuff that the Avs normally do to teams. Yeah. So it was like they were getting, you know, hit back with it. And now it seemed like from the second period and third period in game two, the Avs were back to where they were. And then they threw off Winnipeg.
Got to get the adjustment. I didn't get to see game two.
Yeah.
We watched Monday night. We watched the Knights and Stars game, which, you know, freaking stone.
I can't believe the star. I mean, not the Stars, the Knights right now.
Well, someone's on. I'm all, look, they had what? Stone and Eichel, who were both on long-term IR. I know Stone was.
Yeah.
Like, I know, because everyone was complaining about that because he came back on right for playoffs, which I forget the rule, exact rule, but like.
The rule was like, wait, he had to be off like for like 12 games.
Mm-hmm. It's not like that, yeah. And he came back right for the playoffs,
which is 12 games.
Yeah,
it is. But their freaking first goal, freaking
in, scores the first goal. Hey, deal with it, okay?
But it was a fun. It was a good game to watch. We sat so Monday night. We stayed and watched part of the Bruins and Toronto game.
Yeah,
which was pretty decent. We watched. Oh God, who else watched? We watched Toronto there.
Dude, the Kings and Edmonton game two was phenomenal.
Honestly, we didn't see that one. Yeah. I wanted to see it. It's like, I've heard it's a good series, so my sister was watching it. which one I've been liking the Bruins. I've been able to see a lot the both all the games of the Bruins and Toronto game. That's going to be interesting.
The Bruins are my sleeper pick, and in the East.
I mean, let's see what Toronto. Well, they haven't made out the first round in seven years.
Yeah,
so, I mean, I don't know. They look. We'll see. I mean, they've got. If it goes to Game 7, then I'm say Bruins are going to take it.
Yeah,
but I'm all. If they don't, Toronto might have a chance out of the first round.
You think Bruins are going to blow it as always, or?
Probably.
Bruins. Okay, but last.
Oh no!
But Bruins losing it last year was
the President's Trophy. Yeah,
President's
Trophy. Sorry,
like that. That's the rule. Most of every team go there. But then, have you watched any of the Caps and Rangers?
That's been good too.
Yeah. Rangers have just been dominating.
Yeah.
Well, Caps. I would say the Caps.
They're dominating right now.
Yeah.
Well, they are. Well, even right.
It's 3-1.
3-1 right now. They're playing right now tonight.
Is it the third game or?
It's three. Yeah, they're 2-0. Tonight's game three. It's 3-1 right now. With 27 seconds left in the second.
Lost my parlay, and I'm fucking pissed about that.
I know.
It
was all there.
It happens to the best of us, pal.
We picked the wrong person to score.
Yeah. Those are some of my favorite ones to pick, especially in hockey. Because it's like, you know, hockey, I always feel like it's like a game of, it's a game of, not trends. I'm trying to think of the right word. Like, where, like, there's a guy that hasn't gone off in a bit.
Yeah, you never
know exactly who's going to score. Yeah. You could always guarantee probably the main person is going to score, but randomly there's going to be that one person and he scored the two goals for some reason.
Mm-hmm. I just hope tonight, because we're recording this on a Friday, I hope that there's talk of Sammy Girard coming back. I was like, okay, that's nice, because then he can be our, you know, third, come in on the third line.
I'll help you guys out. What do you think about the Vancouver Predators series?
I mean, honestly, the Preds, like, were white hot coming into the postseason. So, I mean, it's like...
They're always the danger. They're, well, at least for Ducks-wise, the danger to the Ducks.
Yeah.
Postseason.
Yeah. One guy, I hate him, but I love him at the same time, so I'll say his name. I mean, fuck Ryan O'Reilly. But I still love him. Like, he's still a phenomenal hockey player.
He's a great player, but he's great in Buffalo.
But he's still a son of a bitch.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's typical.
Yeah. I'll see you later. I'll hear you later.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, it's all right. I edited it out after. I'll tell you about it after, actually.
As our friend Bill from another podcast, the Top Fan.
Oh, yeah. I see them. They come and record here often. Awesome. Yeah. So you follow, is it at Top Fan on Instagram?
I think it's at topfanrivalry.com or just at Top Fan Rivalry.
There you go. There. Bingo.
You'll confirm that in just a bit.
Yeah. A little bit. I forget it's on there. I mean, all the handles. I mean, I'm like, I was trying to
there's so many.
Sorry, what do you think? Final two, go.
Shit. Honestly, man,
you think it could be a back-to-back of the Panthers and Knights again?
I honestly,
the Panthers are kind of coming out.
The Panthers look really good against Tampa Bay. Yeah,
which I'm fine with that, because it means Stamkos could become the Ducks.
Oh, I mean, there you go. Yeah, I mean, I could see Florida. The Rangers. I mean, I feel like it's got to be the curse of the trophy. So.
It's going to... here's my thing. I still think Carolina...
I was going to say Carolina.
Carolina's my sleeper, because we were having a conversation last Saturday, because they were filming a commercial here.
Oh, damn.
So we were here, and one of the guys we were talking hockey, and he's like, Panthers, and I'm like, I like the Panthers. Panthers have a great team, but I don't think they can finish. I really feel like Hurricanes can be that sleeper team. I mean,
They've been playoffs, I don't know how long now.
Oh, that's what I think.
Freddy's on fire too.
Right now, they're the Vegas. They're the odds-on favorite in Vegas to win.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so I can see Carolina, but honestly, like, I picked Boston early on just because, like, it's that, like, you know, the team that lost
that can never get out of the
President's. Yeah. No, the one that won the President's Trophy that they would get bounced, and then the next year they would usually win.
Oh, okay.
So I was thinking of Boston, and honestly, Boston's got a great squad. But I mean, just feel like the East is loaded.
Yeah, I mean, they still can't. I mean, like I said, I'm curious how Toronto does. I mean, if Toronto could come and do it, the series is at 2-1 right now?
2-1. Yeah.
So, I mean, they still can come back on it. I mean, we'll see how that goes. But, I mean, I think, I don't know. I'm torn. Like, the Rangers, I was watching the Rangers tonight against Caps, and I was just like, they're fast. They're hitting. Like, they're throwing.
They're also, they've shut down Ovechkin.
Yeah,
they have a guy literally on Ovechkin, and he's not like what was it the first game he couldn't get a shot off like the third period.
Mm-hmm. They're on Ovi, but Ovi's also like I said,
he's not the same guy. Well, like if he's old beast. He gets to the same spot every time where he scores,
yes,
he's got it.
Oh yeah,
but if you have the guy who's always marking him, then there's that shot that's canceled every time.
Yeah.
So in the end, it's good that they shut him down. And yeah, he is getting old, but that's what happens. Look at Getzlaf. He struggled at his last season.
Yeah. He's getting there. But yeah, I mean, if you're looking at the series, like, I mean, East Coast, like, you know, Florida has a chance to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Wrap it up. Cool. The Western Division, Knights and Knights, they're the only one who has a 2-0 lead. Everyone's even, you know, in the series.
Yeah, and that was a good thing. I was like, at least the Avs took game two. I mean, but they look like a completely different hockey team from, because I know they struggled towards the end of the season, but after that second period, like I said, they were doing what the Jets were doing to them in game one and the first period of game two.
Good coaching. They'll readjust.
Oh, yeah. Jared Bednar is great. And if they can get Sammy Girard back, and there's even talk about bringing up, is it Nikolai Kovalenko? And who's like their kid that's been like killing it. So they bring him up. I mean, and if they can get to the second round, people have said that Landeskog could come back.
Which would be huge for you guys.
That would be massive.
Which you guys would need to get. If the Knights take Dallas out, you guys will need it.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's the thing. Like, go to quote Shorzy. If you run into a hot tendy, sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Guy is on it, dude. Oh, I still need to watch that.
Dude, you haven't seen it?
I was watching Letterkenny, and then that Letterkenny became like a TV show where I started just falling asleep.
Yeah.
And then, well, I don't know, like, as you got into like the season, I felt like the kind of, it wasn't like interesting me a little bit as much as like the beginning was. And then I heard Shorzy came out. I was like, well, do I need to finish Letterkenny?
Shorzy's fucking phenomenal.
Should I finish Letterkenny first and then watch Shorzy? Because I'm like one of those people.
You gotta finish.
But that means if I'm finished Letterkenny, I'm most likely just going to start from the beginning and then
try
again.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like Letterkenny is the guy that Shorzy, the guy that's playing Shorzy is the what's, is like.
Yeah, that's what I figured out. I figured that I already knew that back
when. They never showed Shorzy's face in Letterkenny.
Yeah. But it was the dude the whole time.
Yeah. No, but yeah, Shorzy's fucking hilarious. I'm excited for it. I want to buy, they're selling the black jerseys.
Are they?
Dude, they're like $220. But I was like,
but it might be worth it.
Yeah, kind of.
And then you just wear it to a Ducks game.
I got my abs. I got my McKinnon jersey in there because I'm going to hang out for a bit. So.
I'm going to say this. I got to play hockey when I was up there for CBC.
Yeah.
So they did a hockey, went to the Knights training facility.
Yeah. Dude, was it awesome?
Oh, I always said Vegas has some of the best ice I've ever played on anyways going out for tournaments.
I
don't know why.
That's so cool.
The ice is always smooth, clean, like you just glide, like no chunks in the divots. Like it's so much fun. But their practice facility, like, I like the rinks Ducks did. I don't know. They did a good job, but Knights was like,
that's
over the top.
Of course. Why not?
It's Vegas.
Yeah.
It's over the top, but it was awesome to go play there. I mean, just like go do pickup game. They did a 7 a.m. pickup game.
Oh, okay.
And that was fun. That was fun.
That's cool.
But beautiful rinks. So I would say,
that's
if you're
awesome
in there for tournaments, go play.
So what do we say? We'll finish it up. Let's do our, because I'm sure I'll be back on before the playoffs end. So let's 100%. Do our picks for the East and the West.
Okay.
What do you got, Josh?
Honestly, I'm gonna probably take Dallas or on the Dallas Knights for the West.
Okay.
And honestly, I'm taking Canes for the East.
Okay. What do you got?
See, I'd probably agree with the West with him, with Knights. I would like Colorado
to come
back and do it again.
I like it.
I'm kind of like a big Manson fan.
Oh, yeah. Former love Ducks. Some Josh Manson.
When I see him doing some stuff over there.
His
like
breakaway goal the other day was great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be different with the East and still choose Panthers.
Okay.
I don't know. I just see them play. And
again,
another former Duck player, Montour. He's doing some wonders over there, too.
Bobrovsky, the fucking goalie.
Well, he's on fire.
He's a hot
dude. That backhand.
Dude.
The freaking save. I was like, oh, my
God. Yeah. Well, let's talk about a hot tendy.
Well, what was I watching? When I was watching yesterday's game a little bit, the amount of power plays that freaking Panthers were giving the other team.
Oh, yeah.
They were just, a Panther player was always in there. I was like, dude, this is the first period. Yeah. Relax.
Yeah.
And still, they held it off.
Yeah, man. Because even Tampa got the lead at one point. I know they had one goal negated, but, Florida's looked really, really good.
So that's, I think maybe in my view, it might be the Panthers again. Like I said, it could be a back-to-back season.
Yeah.
Knights them, or maybe if Avalanche wants to, like we said, they're soaring.
Yeah. I think they're starting to
They're starting to figure stuff out. So if they can win tonight at home, they can take that 2-1 lead, and then you have another game on Sunday at home when this comes out. I'm going to pick the Avs just because I feel like the way they're played, just the last two periods, because sometimes when they get hot.
Mm-hmm.
But it all depends on Georgiev. I feel like that's the biggest thing, is if Georgiev can be good in the net, like he has been in the past, I think he led the league in wins. Him and they're both goalies are playing each other for, because Winnipeg is it Hellebuck for Winnipeg?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh, hold on.
I think it's Hellebuck.
They re-signed like that. Hold on. I'm trying to think a minute.
Yeah, because I think he had 38 wins. I think Georgie had 40 wins, or maybe it was 38 and 36 or something like that. But if Georgie can play, if he plays the way he did in from like the second period, no, from like 10 minutes on in the first period till the end of the game,
mm-hmm.
he looked like a goalie on a mission. So if he can play like that, it reminds me of like almost like a Jordan Binnington when he's on a heater. Or yeah,
Binnington.
Yeah, I fucking hate that. I hate that guy, but
he's
I love
douche.
Him too.
He's
yeah. yeah, but like Binnington or Marc-Andre Fleury, like one of the goats. You know, when Marc-Andre Fleury for the Knights was on a heater, it was like, get the fuck out of here, dude. You weren't getting anything past him. He was like a brick wall.
Yeah.
So
now, quick question.
Yeah.
If Dallas didn't play the Knights first round, do you think they would have had a chance? Because Dallas were like on a hot streak this season, I thought.
No, but dude, towards the end of the season, they were kind of dumping, dude. Yeah. Yeah. They were like them and the Kings, they couldn't figure out who was going to be the seventh or eighth seed.
Kings were kind of,
they both kind of stumbled into there, the, yeah. yeah. They both kind of stumbled into the postseason.
Well, see, funny thing, you know, Edmonton could be a dark horse, though. They got Corey Perry.
yeah. You know, the one guy, another guy, like, I don't love him, but I hate him, is just Evander Kane. He's just such a douche.
Well, even in Detroit, he's been I don't know. Kane's, I mean,
I respect
very
Kane, talent,
very
but
talented, but like, I really hated him when he was Chicago because being a Ducks fan in Chicago. Eh.
Yeah.
Him, Taves, eh.
Devon, no. Oh boy.
No. Yeah. But they're, I don't know. Like, so I'm, it's going to be fun to see how it plays out. I mean, mm-hmm. I think it's early in the game. I'm curious to see how the West, I'm pretty confident Knights just because of the way they've looked.
And they're, you know, all right, look who decided to wake up.
Oh, there. I mean, nothing is Colorado. Like, I think Colorado can do something because you guys have been under the radar.
Yeah.
The pressure wasn't on you this season, but
yeah,
I don't know. Knights just, they have.
They find a way.
Yeah. They find a loophole.
They always do. Oh man! But so I'm excited. So maybe we'll do something in a couple weeks. And because I mean, the postseason lasts forever.
Also, we got some time. We can come recap, see where we're at.
Oh yeah.
Well,
so let's see how we're doing with our picks.
Well, when are we canning again?
Should we do a bet?
Well, you want a bet?
Should we do a bet for maybe like a chug bet or something?
We can, yeah. Someone has to shotgun one of our IPAs.
Oh shit! God.
Yeah, okay. I did that once at the
that's harsh
A1 over here.
Okay.
And these like kids came up to me with Coors Lights and like, oh, do you have a beer? I was like, I had a hazy. I was like, yeah, let's go. And they didn't notice that at first until I dropped it on the ground. They're like, wait, what the heck? Did you just
get Coors
Light? Well, you guys didn't give me a Coors Light. What do you expect?
Let's do it. No, I'm down to do that. I'm down to shotgun.
Okay. We can do it.
We'll do it.
If you spit or throw up, try again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got
to
stick.
You're my rules.
You're in my brewery. You're going to listen to it.
Oh man! Well, thanks again, guys. I appreciate it. I know we went a little long, but you know it's been a blast. And congratulations again. I know Jimmy's over there, but
he's always running around.
Yeah, he's
also. What's the Instagram?
Be a Drunken Gent.
Okay, yeah. So go to Be a Drunken Gent on Instagram. We'll follow Be a Drunken Gent on Instagram because I mean they have honestly kick ass merch and it's
hopefully more colors coming soon.
No, I mean, what more do you need? Black and white.
Yeah, we're keeping it simple right now. We're
burgundy. Simple. Just add a little burgundy.
Oh, there you go. You know,
burgundy's always fire, dude. You can't go wrong with burgundy.
Burgundy or olive.
You just need a burgundy and blue for the Avs. With a little.
Just saying, dude. I'm just saying we're on the same page with the Avs.
Yeah. I mean, I think Morgan's on the same page too. I'm gonna get her an avalanche collar too. So.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks again, guys. And congratulations again.
Thank you.
Well deserved. And like, you know, there's gonna be more.
We're hoping. Right. We so as I said, something's that we found this week and the connections we got,
the game, like I was told, I know we keep saying it, we're going, we're elevating, but
damn right, baby.
What we just came across this past week, yeah, the next like 2 months are going to be freaking, watch out. That's all I got
to
say.
But also, don't keep me too busy. I need to sleep every once in a while.
There you go. And to quote Vince Vaughn and Be Cool, he's a twinkle, twinkle, baby. He's a quit hating, start participating, star. There you go. I think I might have paraphrased that. Either way, but
close enough.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Tap Fam. Well, stay. So next week is the I forgot what episode. No, Campsite Brewing is next week. So stay tuned for that. Hope you guys enjoyed it. The week after that, Sean Ely, and then I'm recording with Bearded Tang soon. Looking forward to talk to them. So that should be pretty good. All right. Well, thank you again, fellas.
Thank you
for having me on. I said for having me on, for having you guys on. Either way, I'm leaving it in.
No, we like you on.
Yeah. All right. Cheers, Tap Fam.
Cheers.
All right, guys. Well, hope you guys enjoyed that part of it too. Like I said, we had a good time talking with them. It's always fun talking with the boys. The only thing is I've been so like worried about making sure when I'm taking Morgan out that I have all of her stuff. I took all my mics, took my laptop, took all that stuff. I forgot my adapter. Thank goodness somebody there had an adapter. And I forgot two of the USB cords for my other two mics. So I need to be better. We'll just say that. I've just been going through that, but it'll get easier. She's actually really sweet and she's doing really well now. So, all right. Well, that's enough about the dog. Like I said, I hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you guys have a great week. Go Avs, go. And yeah, I'm going to end it with how Jizzy would always end the tap to taps and tailgates episode. Stick that in your pint glass. You know what? Number two. All right. Cheers, Tap Fam.